No?
Now I can hear ya!
This only took us 27 tries.
Coming to you live from Maine, New England! Single Speed USA 2021!
Nice shot.
I forgot what year it was really quick.
It's Two's podcast. Greg's total is number 9. I have no idea where we're at. We literally just finished up Single Speed USA 2021. Actually, it's 2020, but there was a gap in there.
There was a stretch.
There was a stretch.
Yes.
Everybody survived.
Mm-hmm.
We all got done riding.
As far as we know.
I did damn near the whole course. You did the whole thing.
I did the whole thing.
I had a mechanical right at the start because my mechanic sucks.
You didn't even introduce me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
Nobody even knows who we're talking to.
Oh, yeah. No, like, who the fuck would they expect to be out here other than you and I?
Well, yeah, we've been doing that a couple times where we run into places up here and they're like, you're not from around here, are you? I'm like, yeah, notice how I pronounce my R's at the end of my sentences? Yeah, I'm not from fucking up here.
The best one so far of listening to the main accents today. Oh, by the way, the spinner is with me. Sooner or later, we're going to have Seth and Erica who put on the race. And then we're going to have Sarah and Marty that won the belts. Doesn't mean they won the race. Won the belts. They won the important shit.
The race winners don't matter.
But going back to what we were talking about earlier, the best comment all weekend was one of our riders, and there'll be a picture up here shortly, of he had a CPR doll in the front of his bike. It was rather disturbing,
send it to Greg and put it in the show notes because you can't explain it.
And I can't do I can't do an accent, but the way he said diaper made us fucking laugh so hard.
He's like, I love the diaper on the front of the bike.
and we're literally like going, we're all kind of going, he thinks we're laughing at that part. No, we're actually laughing at his accent. It was horrible.
Well, it's like the weird thing, like everybody where we're from, like uses this accent once in a while because of like, was it Good Will Hunting and all that stuff? Like but we're up here where people actually talk like that. I mean, that is just how they talk up here. It's like, it's cool. But I'm sure we get up here and they're like, talk about the same thing when like we're from Iowa. Like, yeah, you guys want a bratwurst? You know, like the whole fucking Chicago, the Midwest accent, go out in a boat.
Speaking of food, Spinner had his first red hot dog today. Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, it's a Boston thing.
Is it a Boston thing?
That's what they said. They're like,
it's a New England thing. Okay.
New England thing. Yeah, she's like, you want it red or brown? I'm like, what is the difference about that?
So, and by the way, right now we have 5 other people in the studio, if you want to call it that, with us. That's probably more people than that listen to this.
Yeah, they get to listen to our mistakes live.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clarify something. The red hot dog is
Red Snappa. Red Snappa is a red hot dog. All right. We got it.
All right. Let's quick go over because Marty's waiting over here quietly. You can put a headset on and jump in, Marty. Oh, my God.
You got a belt on? You can put a headset on. Yeah. That's one of those how it works.
Belt on. You can jump in. You're good. It's
this guy obviously cuts his own hair.
Yeah. it's like yours is just cut in different lengths in different places.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the course and all you guys have anything to
Do you want to talk about how we made it out here?
Oh, finally? Yeah, let's drive about a drive out here. So it was
last time we talked to you, we were in Wisconsin,
yes,
and that was 23 hours in before the end of the drive.
And we stopped
in Toledo,
and then we came out here and met Scandinavian Jesus and a couple other guys and spent a night in
Lewiston.
Maine, yep. And then we finally made it here. And Maine is the weirdest state I've ever seen. I've never seen so many dry towns in my life. Normally when I travel with you guys, it's like we can't get anywhere because the bars get in the way. We couldn't get anywhere because we couldn't find a fucking bar.
Oh, we got everywhere because we're going to find a bar. We just drove really slow. Like, somebody's got to have a bar. There's no PBR signs next to the highway or anything. It was super weird.
So it was strange. So we finally made it out here. It took us a while. And unfortunately we're bailing back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We got lucky, I think. You've been whining about rain possibly all week.
I wasn't whining. I read my phone wrong. It was 81 degrees, 34% chance of rain. For some reason I thought it was 81% chance of rain and 34 degrees. I don't know.
So needless to say, we made it. The race was fantastic. The course was,
It's a wicked shit ton of rocks in Maine.
Yeah, yeah. their idea of flat, fat, and fast and flowy is like bumpy.
It's like riding a cobblestone. Like, you don't want to sit your ass down on a single speed when you ride over that shit. You got to stand up because it just kicked me in the ass. I'm like, fucking, it was nuts.
So it was good. We all finished. You guys all finished. Everybody you finished. Obviously finished and finished. Oh, and
you were working. You were sweep, right? You swept the course.
Let's be loose about the sweep.
It was a pretty loose sweep.
Has that I didn't do a great job.
Oh.
I haven't seen you do anything right this weekend, to be honest with you.
You haven't seen us do anything right either.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it went well. It was the course itself was fantastic. There was shitloads of climbs.
Is this the expensive whiskey?
No, the expensive one is in Leonard.
Oh, you guys want to drink out of the... So can you do a quick overview about what this guy is and how long he's been around and how many single speed worlds he's been to?
We have a flask. It's called Leonard, is the guy's name. The original one was picked up when we did Single Speed Worlds in New Zealand. The guy gave it to us there. Somewhere along the line, I think it was Jake or Kramer, one of the two, had it in their suitcase and it got broken up, and he found the exact same one in the States here now. So this is number two, and it's been going on for 5-6 years at least.
Mm-hmm. That'll warm you right up, huh?
The what we're drinking out of that is a single barreled malt from Harmony Spirits back in Minnesota, where I'm from. It's a buddy of mine. I was like this. Everybody's jumping right in. Nobody's shy about that.
Nobody's shy. Oh, he's putting it in a cup. Oh, he's
fancy. Because he's doing more than he's.
That's
doing,
more than a shot.
Hey, he's a fucking winner. Let him go. A sip on it. Yeah, he's a sipper. Right, he's a sipper, and he's also a winner.
Yeah.
So to go,
I'll throw on a headset, Marty, because we're here.
Yeah,
it's time to talk.
Jump in, Marty. We're going to talk about. We're going to talk to you now. So it's your turn. Marty Waters is here with us. He won. So Single Speed USA and Worlds kind of the same way. It's a little bit different, but Single Speed USA. If you win the race, nobody cares.
If you're the first one done,
yeah,
nobody cares.
If you where you get to wear the belt and you get the belt buckle is if you win the Derby. And Marty won the Derby this year.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Why, thank you.
So
we're just fortunate to have a hockey rink outside of the event center today, and we did Derby in the hockey rink.
That was so awesome. I was so hoping they were going to do that. I saw that hockey rink, and of course, since I coach and shit, it was like just made my day. And then Seth said, yes.
Yeah, so back in Minnesota, Chewy coaches hockey.
And so we were like, yeah, it's going to be in the hockey rink. And that just made me so happy. So what do you think? Have you done any other single speed USAs?
Yes, I did the one at
Port Jervis?
Port Jervis, yep.
In New York?
Yeah, and that was a lot of fun. But I did not compete in the after games. I was just an observer.
So you could have been a two-time winner.
I could have been, in theory. But all right, yeah. From what I understood from that year, bowling was the ultimate challenge.
That was the hosting competition.
Yeah. Oh, that was the hosting competition. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I won that one too.
Yeah.
And so we went to Austin, Texas. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where are you from?
New Haven, Connecticut.
Okay.
So not a bad drive up here. 6 hours ish.
Mm-hmm.
6.5 maybe.
Jeez, thank you.
But yeah, I came up, wow. Got lucky.
Mead.
Oh, worked out well.
Mead. Thank you.
So what did you think of the ride?
The ride itself was great. I've never ridden up the Carabasset Valley before, so always a treat to see some new trails.
Is this Carabasset Valley, is that a destination up here? Do you know? It is? It's a destination area? Because I'd never heard of it, but we're 2,000 miles away, so.
Right, yeah, I guess, I knew that people rode here, but you could argue that it took Single Speed USA to get me up here.
There you go.
I don't know if that's fair or not, but
no, it's fair for us. I would never get 2,000 miles if it wasn't for Single Speed USA.
Yeah, yeah.
It's another reason. I mean, that's why we haven't held. You'll never see it back here again. It could be back in the state again, but you'll never see it here again.
At the same place.
Because the idea is to go different places and basically terrorize other towns.
Yeah, how many times have you done a destination trip to do mountain bike in Iowa? How many times have you done that?
0 times.
Yeah.
And in fact, I have never once been to Iowa before.
Oh my God.
But and now he has to go next year.
I have to go.
You have to go because you have to bring that belt.
I have to wear this belt every day.
It, yes, but
until
yes.
then.
So the Single Speed USA 2022 will be in Iowa. And if you've never ridden there, you're in for a treat.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it. If any of you guys show up, it's going to be so different than what you ride here. Well, not necessarily.
Is it nothing but flat cornfields? That's what I picture.
We're going to ride cornrows. Yeah, that's all you get to do.
Be a dick and I can make you ride cornfields. And there's nothing worse than riding a cornfield.
Yes. Especially with the crops are down and riding the stocks.
When you go over row after row after row, it's horrible. It's kind of like riding your rocks up here.
Rocks are all rounded. What the fuck? There are so many goddamn rocks on this course. And like you couldn't, you had to like stand up most of the time because if you try to sit on your bike, you're just getting pounded in the ass after your bike just bounced off these rocks left. I mean, it was like riding cobblestones.
That's gigantic standard.
Cobblestones.
Yeah. That's normal.
Everything in the Northeast, is that what is it like up here?
Yep. Okay. We're used to that.
Okay.
Nice ass pounding's always good for character building, you know?
Yep, it builds character, that's for sure.
I'm trying to get Sarah to show up here, too. She's got her...
She was cocking off earlier.
Was she really?
Yeah, she signed DJ's. DJ got an arrow from the course.
Yep.
And then he asked her to sign it, and instead of just like writing her name, she filled in the arrow with her last name. What'd you do?
It looked nice though. I just wrote a little blurb at the bottom. Kept it simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm no real champion. I just got lucky.
Dude, you have a fucking wrestling belt.
Yeah.
But I am the champion.
Exactly. So and you will wear it proudly because we all do. Mm-hmm. Where have you been?
And there's multiple champions in this room right now, so don't you downplay that belt.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. No, I shouldn't forsake it. I get that.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta wear it to every race you go to. You gotta rub it in the face of all your friends.
All right. Can do.
Mm-hmm. Did they
Yeah. Keep talking. I'm going to get her set up here.
Okay. Did you put your initials in? Did they give you the plates yet?
No, not yet. I got to work that out later.
Okay.
So there's official plates.
There's like little number things that you put your name in the year. And typically the nice thing to do if you want to soften the leather, you either pour whiskey or beer on it before you stomp it in so that the leather gets a little bit soft.
Easy enough. Yeah. All right. Cool.
Yeah. So this is a good looking belt.
I know. All right.
Where's your belt? You didn't lose it already, did you?
Just like that?
Just like that. What is this?
That is a leprechaun full of whiskey that you should take the hat off and drink it.
Yes. So
yeah, the decent stuff, too.
The women's winner, female winner, I don't know what we call it.
Women's?
I don't want to get in trouble. Women? What do you want to call it?
Not
you
the girls
winner.
You can
call me
female. Okay, female. Okay. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Sarah Loya won the women's version of it. It was...
Was that one word, Sarah Loya? What did you say?
Did I just say that?
Sarah Loya.
Told you.
Yeah.
This is going to happen.
We've been drinking all day. Actually, we've been drinking for 3 days.
Once we finally were able to stop driving and drink, what do you think?
That's really good.
Good.
You were right.
Yeah. It's going to keep you warm, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Does he feel it all the way down? Yep.
Good.
What was my question?
I don't know. Where do we want to start? Where are you from?
I'm from Waterbury, Vermont. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're the ones that tried to beat us out, but they lost.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And the little kids' bikes. I wish you would have beat us out. Now we have to host this thing.
And you realize you're coming to Iowa now, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I've never been, so it's going to be a trip.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That look you gave me didn't look like it was going to be a trip. It was like, fuck, I got to go to Iowa.
Well, so like...
I'll wear my flight costume that you were wearing earlier.
Yeah, you can have that. Yes, nice. You can wear that. Mm-hmm. Top Gun. So it was... I don't know like how far everybody is here. Like, we're in Maine, but everybody's from a state that is very, very close to here. Mm-hmm. There's not like, I don't know, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Massachusetts. Like, everything is like in, everything in the Northeast would fit into like Wisconsin, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly.
That area. Yep. Okay. So, 6 hours to get here. How long did it take you to get here?
4 hours.
4 hours.
Yeah,
okay.
Not too bad. Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to get here?
2 days.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah. 3 beers. Yeah. Yeah. Three days.
And the worst part was is we kept every time we stopped, there was no fucking beer. Mm-hmm. Like we literally had to dig into crappy vodka that I brought with just to survive one night stay. It was horrible.
And there's a lot of construction and accidents and we got stuck and his truck is a stick shift, so we're like sitting here trying to like keep putting in gear and idle with the same speed as like the construction was going and it never worked.
Not very well.
No.
Okay. Your opening of the course?
Opening the beginning?
Just the race itself.
The race itself. It was great.
You had fun?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Have you ridden up here before?
A long time ago. I did cross country like ski trail racing like 20 years ago.
Wow.
So this was great. Good. These trails were incredible. No fire roads. That was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, we've all said the same thing. Everybody's put it other than the fact that Spinner and I don't like all the rocks. Everything else has been fantastic.
And there's only one beer stop. Seth, we're going to talk about that.
But that's a good point. Yeah. Two would have been nice.
Two would have been nice. But yeah, definitely. There was guys that never made it out of the first beer stop, too.
No, but there was technically there was unofficial beer stop at when you were like within from the river up to the finish was what, quarter of a mile? Yeah. And there
that are you calling that a beer stop?
Well, it pretty much was by the time I got there, it was a beer stop.
There was no beer when I got there.
Yeah, well, but you were too fucking fast. Try riding slower next time.
I'll ride a whatever you rode today. A clunker? State clunker?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. What do you guys ever consider?
Yes.
Either one of you. You? What?
No. What?
What do you mean no?
She said yes before you asked a question. That,
yeah. So she's in. She's riding clunker.
I like how Marty's like not going to answer until you finish. he's going to wait.
And you work at a bike shop, right?
Yeah.
Which is why he's the way he is. Because you just wait until
he's dealt with your kind before.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Just gotta keep it casual.
I'm gonna tell you how to fix my bike in about 2 minutes here, right? So yes, you're right. You're riding. So you both are riding clunkers next year in Iowa.
Totally, I can do that. Okay. But there's some climbing.
Yeah, because I assume it's all flat, right? Mm-hmm. Just nothing.
Oh yeah,
because
we're riding. Sorry, we're back to riding cornfields again. That's right. I forgot about that.
Get ready to bunny hop. The cornrows. A lot of soybeans.
There isn't.
Nothing but Busch Light.
Yeah, I'll take a fat bike with a coaster brake. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Well, we've done that.
You can borrow mine.
No, and it's so then, well, we won't get into that part.
What was your first thoughts when Single Speed Iowa came up? Where you're like, there can't be any mountain bike in Iowa? What was your initial reaction?
No, I mean, if my honest thoughts were, I don't know. Like, okay. I'm joking around, obviously, but I'm curious.
Okay.
I'm just drawing a blank. Mm-hmm. Thinking of Iowa. I will say Single Speed Key West seemed the most hilarious to me because it would be a fucking awful place to put the race on, which would be all the more funny.
Yeah.
So okay. I was kind of rooting for Key West.
And that's still out of the question.
Well, so was I. I was vying for Iowa, but I was still hoping for Key West. Yeah.
There are no mountain bike trails there. There are illegal trails that add up to like a mile, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you've been to Key West and
yes.
Road?
Yeah.
That's like cheating.
So have I.
You have two?
I've been to Key West, yeah.
Yeah, but you were drunk. You wouldn't know what you're doing.
I was drunk for 3 days. I kind of like a pattern. I figured
that's
it out.
That's standard Key West behavior.
Mm-hmm. And that was kind of the thing. The initial thing was like, if nobody wants to host, we'll just take it to somewhere there is no mountain biking and maybe somebody will host it next year.
Well, so, and a bit it's the same thing because Single Speed racing in general is just making fun of racing.
Yeah.
So this indeed. is literally making fun of something we started.
Which was nice. And we'll talk to Seth in a minute, but first thing he opened with, he's like, nobody wins. There is no first place today.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to slide over to those two in a second here. I'll let you guys off the hook. Anything else you'd like to say? Sarah, you're first.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I look forward
the other Sarah. My name's not Sarah.
No, I can't wait.
He has used that alias, so don't get him wrong.
Yeah. I might be Sarah later, but no.
That was super fun.
Yeah.
And I like the Leprechaun whiskey.
That's his. And
so that we'll make
but
sure.
But this company is how far from Decorah, where it's going next year?
It's 30 miles north of there. So we could do a gravel road right up there.
We'll probably have to do some gravel in the race next year, but there's at least 30 miles of single track in Decorah. And it's all, the nice thing about it, it's all in city limits. And there's a river, the trails, like the town is in one spot, and then there's a river, and then the trails are on the other side. And We'll have to incorporate the river somehow too.
Mm-hmm. We could do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Don't tell Chewie's wife that we're coming there. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this.
No, fuck no. She doesn't listen to anything I say.
We're not telling her that you won until next year. Until the week before next year.
What are you doing this weekend? I have a race to run in Iowa. And then she goes, good, I'm staying here.
Yeah.
Marty, how about you?
I'll just be honest and positive and say I actually am looking forward to going to Iowa. It'll be interesting. Yeah. So
mm-hmm. New trail.
I'll leave it at that.
I mean, if you're here, it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wrote everything today. I mean, some of the stuff is very similar to actually what we have there. Mm-hmm. So,
but yep, there was bits and pieces. Exactly.
In the Mississippi River Valley, there's a lot of elevation. Don't worry about it.
Cool.
Yeah. Just we have tillable and non-tillable is how we classify our land there. And Decorah is a lot of non-tillable because it's hilly.
So. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, it should be good.
Yeah.
Right. Cool.
Cool.
I got to be there.
All right.
I'll see you all there.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yep. Take guess. Make sure you wear your belt proudly.
Yeah.
Wear your belt to the next.
Hey, you're supposed to wear it the rest of the night, like his.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Go get it
all night.
Mine's like a corset, though. It comes up to here, kind of like. Like, yeah.
And there's no complaining going on.
Do you want me to wear it for you?
Oh God! When he had to give up belt, you should
just drape it over your shoulder.
Hey,
I seriously have a video of him giving up. I have a video of a spinner giving up the trophy, the belt, and I think there was a tear in his eye.
Well, because I wore it a couple times, and when I first got it, that plate on the front was like straight up and down. And then as my belly got bigger, I bent you can see how the top's bent on that belt right now. Well,
I'm also wearing it upside down.
Yeah.
But it's a whole thing.
Yeah, I don't got anything to push it out down there. So, yeah, I wore it upside down too.
All right. Thanks, you two.
Thank you.
We'll get the next group in and get you guys out. Thanks, everybody.
Awesome.
Go ahead, Spinner.
You take a break?
Nope. How do I pause?
It's your show.
I don't know how to do this. It's my show. So we're back. Wait, was this supposed to be like a commercial break or something?
There's a commercial in there.
Yeah. For what?
Single Speed Iowa.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll put one in there. Yeah. So now Seth and Erica are with us, the promoters, the hosts of Single Speed USA. They did a fantastic job. I'm even going to brag them up because they don't need to be bragged up. They're fucking fantastic.
Well, actually, thank you.
There was only one mistake they made.
Beer stops?
The way you set up the decider so that we won that host. We were good until then.
I can't believe nobody made it past me on that little thing.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so just before we go any farther, just so you all know that there's a thing that we put on in Wisconsin called Gnome Fest, and there is a...
It's called Levis Fat Tire Fest now.
Okay, fine. Okay. It's still the same thing. And there is a dwarf bicycle race.
It's a figure eight death race on little kids' bikes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not fat kids' bikes.
No, those are way cooler, but this is just on the same thing, and he gets ugly, and you know who wins just about every year? In fact, the last time when it was in Wausau, he won... Naked and slid across the gravel.
That is the term.
Yeah, and slid across the gravel to the finish line to went ahead like ass first.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah.
No. There was a lot more you than you think.
Yeah. That sounds natural.
Didn't look bad to me.
So who has to pick all the gravel out?
Good question.
Nobody. We just hung him over a fence and hit him with a fucking rock just to make it. Knock the shit out again.
Make it bounce out. But you obviously, so the decider this year was fat tire little kids bikes.
Yeah.
But did you do something with the handlebars and make the handlebars tight?
No, the
handlebars taller?
They're actually mini BMX bikes.
They're adult bikes.
Is that what that is? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So like the real good riders of them do all sorts of stupid tricks and stuff.
Okay.
The rest of us, as you saw today...
Can't make it
fall on our asses.
Can't come more than
can't,
3 feet.
Can't like climb a beer can on that.
Correct.
Thing. Yeah. Now that was a neat event, and it was a good venue for it. I mean, that was a good use of the course that you had.
Yeah, I expected you guys to get a little farther, but you know.
Yeah, considering you had us like riding a quarter of a mile, then you were going to be done, and I got five boards down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was horrible.
I cleared the first one and halfway through the second, which is more than anybody else did. So.
That's true.
I'm so much surprised. Well, but once everybody started playing around with them, there was guys that were doing much better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That they didn't want to host it so well.
Which is weird.
Anyway, going back to thank you two for hosting.
You're welcome.
You guys did a wonderful job. This was a blast.
Appreciate it.
Could you move closer to Minnesota next time so we don't have to drive so goddamn far?
We are trying to move up to this location permanently.
So we'll be farther away.
Where do you live now?
We live in Portland.
In Portland, okay.
Yep.
How far is that from here?
2.5 hours.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. It's beautiful up here. There's no getting around.
Yeah, it's great. We want to like pull away from society.
There's society.
I don't blame you.
There's society up here. It's
not city society.
It's a more rustic society. It's very nice. Everybody up here seems to be awesome and very nice.
Great.
It's small community, but it's really spread out. I don't know how else you explain
There's no bars up here. What are you guys going to do for drinks?
I did get certified in brewing a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
Crack one in our front yard while we watch traffic go by.
Sit in the river.
Sit in the river.
Is that kind of thing? You need to just bring beer home here?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, in Wisconsin, every town has a church, a post office, and a bar. Mm-hmm. And we were driving up here, and we stopped a few times. We asked people, like, where's the closest bar? And they're like, 10 miles up the road. We're like, what?
Yeah.
You have an establishment where people live and
But you can you can buy beer in every convenience store you find, though.
Okay.
So there's always beer available.
Okay.
Just not necessarily in a bar setting.
And liquor, too.
See, I'm from Minnesota, so that none of that shit happens. There's no beer and liquor in convenience stores. Mm-hmm. And there's certainly no liquor in there.
It's a land of 10,000 laws. Yes. That's why I don't live in Minnesota anymore.
What do you think about a place in Iowa?
Yeah, that's why I bought a place in Iowa.
Can you go to a gas station in Iowa and get beer?
And wine? There's the thing. You can get 3.2 beer. So 3.2% is the highest they sell there. So otherwise,
you actually moved to Utah.
No, Iowa.
No, Utah. Same deal.
Okay. No.
Oh my God, we have group sex going on right in front of us. It's ridiculous.
That's cuddling. It's not sex yet.
This is consensual man-on-man love.
Yeah. No, it was a cool crew here. And I feel like a lot of the, what do you call this area of all the, Charlie calls them the colonies, but the northern small states mm-hmm. in Maine, what do you call this? New England?
So New England is like Connecticut up, and this is northern New England, so Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont.
Okay. A lot of the people that are here haven't been to a lot of other events.
Correct.
Which is kind of neat, because most of the other events are really far from here. Mm-hmm. So I've recognized a few faces, but there's a lot of people from here that don't travel to the other events. Yeah. So it was neat to see. Hopefully you got something going with the people up here saying Single Speed USA is awesome, and now they're going to start going to the other ones.
We used to do a lot of single speed races in New York. There used to be a thing called Single Speed Apalooza, which was a blast, and everybody would go. And then that shop closed that was putting it on, and we didn't have it anymore. So everybody a lot of people that came here today have been waiting. They're just waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
And we finally, we went to Vermont, in 2012, 2013, whenever Vermont was for Single Speed USA?
2012, I'm going to say, yeah.
That was like our losing our Single Speed USA virginity.
That was my first year of dating you, I think. First or second year?
Close.
Yeah. Is that a guy in a single speed? You're like, I need to have that guy.
No, he was.
You want to think about that for at least a second?
So yeah, when we went to New York, we were very determined. And then when we didn't win at New York to get hosting rights, we were like, we're going to Texas. Whatever it takes, we're going to Texas. We drove straight down to Texas. We actually stopped in Arkansas and rode Bentonville, which was a blast.
Yep.
And Seth literally did whatever it took.
Put a lot of quarters in your ass to bring single speeds up here.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's impressive.
Are you always a single speeder?
No.
Okay, because it looks like maybe you have big hit bikes up here with all that shit.
Again, do you want to think about that answer for just a second?
My single speed got cannibalized today so that this guy here could use his bike because he broke his.
I'm starting to think that was on purpose. Did you break his bike so you didn't have a single speed anymore?
He did it on his own. Totally did it on his own. But, I highly enjoy them, but we do have a lot of lift service stuff and whatnot around here too. So, the place that we rode today, they're hosting the Eastern Cup Enduro in September.
Oh, really?
Yeah, only two places in the country. So them and Burke, I think, in Vermont.
Okay. Yep. We travel a lot of places, and there's always mountain bike trails. But we were biking in actual mountains today.
Yeah.
That second one we had to climb was a 2 mile climb. What was it?
I don't know.
I was thinking more like 2 days.
Yeah, once the tears start coming down, I just kind of forget about time, and I just hope that it finishes.
I was like, there's got to be another beer stop up here. I'm going to keep on pedaling.
So I wanted a second beer stop there, but because of where it's located, And because we had 2 years to put this together instead of one,
yeah,
a lot of locals got more word of what was actually going on, and they prevented us from putting a second beer stop over there.
Ah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's why we're going to keep Iowa under wraps until...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good thing because nobody listens to this shit, so otherwise we'd be screwed. So Spinner and I have been in and out of Decor for a while, and every time we try to put on an event that we actually tell them we're going to do... A couple of the guys that we ride with on the city council and all this, it becomes a, is this going to benefit the city? Can we get this chamber of commerce? No, this one's, you know, it's Single Speed USA. It's a fuck show, and I don't care what anybody else wants to call it. It's a mess, and when it's in a town, it's not a good thing sometimes. When they get all done, everybody else that either owns a bar or a restaurant or anything else is counting their cash, and they're happy as shit that we were there, but...
Yeah, that's the same stuff that happened here. Like within the last week, the local trail group CR Numba, they were like, "Did you guys advertise this? Can we put it up on like the kiosk out there and up on the marquee?" And like, no, what the fuck are you doing? It's just a bunch of a-holes getting together to get drunk.
If this
was for you, you would have known about it by now.
Exactly. Yeah. And actually, I reached out to them; they never got back to me. So,
it is single speed racing is for that group.
Mm-hmm. A very unique group.
The town, every town we've ever been into, any area we've been to, has benefited from it. Like these guys here, the hotel we're staying at and camping. I mean, this is like a great, and he's awesome.
Yep. He's very cool. Exactly what we're doing, and he doesn't care. Like, we're going to get a little rowdy, and he doesn't care. He understands.
He signed up for the race before he offered the campground.
Oh, nice.
So he had signed up back in beginning of 2020 or whatever, back when it was going to be last year. And then he decided to build the campground. This is all new. The motel was here, but the campground's all brand new.
Oh, great.
And he's like, you guys need a place to stay? Here, I'll book out the whole weekend for you. Nice. And he decided to stay here. He gave his registration over to his buddy. And I can't ask for, you know, better service than that. Keith is a great guy.
Mm-hmm. He actually thought we'd be a little rowdier last night than we were.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's just a heavy sleeper.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of rowdy.
I have to admit, I get jet lag. I couldn't, 11:30 I was done.
Yeah.
I couldn't go any farther.
I wasn't even jet lag, truck lag.
Truck lag,
30 hours, but yeah. I was aggressively drunk. There was a little bit of wrestling. Less wrestling than I usually see, but DJ got his ass kicked, which always happens.
It's only less because you weren't involved for once.
I was standing by.
I was staying
out of it.
The year that it was in Copper Harbor, it was literally everybody take your chance at wrestling against Jesse. You wrestled like 15 fucking people.
I know. It was not my idea at all.
Did you win them all?
A lot of them.
How did you and Dan do? Nice. There's one dude that was actually a wrestler, and him and that one was like pretty intense.
I was a wrestler in college. Yeah.
Have you wrestled Josh yet?
No, he wanted to last night.
I figured so.
Be careful.
Why?
He's
on another level.
Trees fall hard. Tall trees fall hard. Yeah. But you can tell that's the kind of guy that doesn't have enough sense in him to quit.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Erica, you want to make this a career now?
I said this. Hey, kids. Kids.
Don't make us put us in your rooms.
Are you a mountain biker?
I have a fat tire bike.
That is the best kind of bike.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it a single speed fat tire?
Are you ready to become?
Hell no. Seth tried to teach me on a single speed, the Pease Niner he had, and there were so many tears that I switched to gears, and the relationship's better since.
Okay.
I think that little gurgle out of the bottle just came.
I made it through the microphone. Awesome, yeah. Chewy's chugging whiskey out of a leprechaun.
Are you ready to become a professional promoter now? You guys did such a good job.
We've talked about it.
Oh, look at that. She's got the look in her eye. She's in.
We will do whatever's necessary to move out of the city, live in the woods, and there's an elf of alcohol in front of me.
As a leprechaun.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, leprechaun. Yeah.
Get this straight.
Okay, hold on. I need a break.
You guys probably weren't around when we were talking about this, but that is number two. The first one, don't shake your head no.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's okay, you can swear in this one. Everybody else does. That's how we get kicked off of fatbike.com. Mm-hmm. I swear too much. Whoa. Do you have to hold the back of your head when you drink like that?
I thought my headphones.
Oh, okay.
They sound expensive.
Yeah. Stay safe.
I don't have anything.
But the promotion you guys did for this event with the colors, and I mean, do you know a graphic artist or did you do that? It was all you?
We actually both went to art school back in the day for college.
Okay.
So I guess that stuck a little bit.
The pink and blue, like the Miami Vice with the northern twist on it. I mean, I think that's really cool.
Which one of you? Which one of you two artists came up with the fifth leg?
Do you need to ask? There was talk because afterwards we're like, well, there's no balls on it.
Yeah, but they're hitting by the leg. Yeah,
that's kind of low. You wouldn't see the balls normally. Yeah.
No, we needed some representation of some heavy dongage here, so I made sure that you guys got it.
And that's exactly what moose look like up here, too.
Yeah. Sorry.
Exactly.
Yeah, be careful.
So your moose are different than Alaska moose, then, I take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if your car hits the moose, you don't have to worry about hitting the moose. Its dong slaps the windshield.
Wow. Okay.
And that takes you out.
As everybody's reaching out for the whiskey.
I think the show has spiraled as far down as it can go.
No. Let's go 5 more minutes because I think we can go lower.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What else?
Yeah. Everybody's okay over there? Anybody? Oh, more booze just showed up.
I like honey whiskey. Bring that over here.
You know, so am I got to build a bigger shop? Just for podcasting,
because we went to my shop.
There's like 10 people in here.
Yeah,
that's 9 more than that listen to this stupid thing.
I'm not gonna say no.
Okay, are we gonna hold this?
My claim to fame on podcasting is I bitch about e-bikes, and some lady from San Francisco actually listened to a podcast and was chewing me out about it, said how disgusting I was. I'm like, don't care, don't like them. Mm-hmm. But she did invite me out for coffee.
Hmm. Is it like fancy?
Single speed San Francisco?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. No, they're too good. They only can do the Fireball. Do the national.
Yeah. So do you guys think you'll come to Iowa next year?
I would like to come to Iowa. Go to Iowa. I guess the appropriate term. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see what's going on. I know one thing may happen is I'm gonna talk to the Clark brothers about maybe doing something next year as well. They've always talked about with us, like maybe doing some sort of single speed New England thing.
You should.
And so, like, some of the big, like, people in the area, like them and us, also us, thanks to my crackpot team here that helped with the event, who are currently, like, canoodling on the couch. But, but yeah, like, if we can get some more stuff going, I think, you know, COVID has kind of, like, killed us as far as some notoriety here, so we got to get the population of interested people back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys should, because as far as with the Clark brothers and those guys, you guys should. I mean, you guys seem to have a huge single speed community up here, mm-hmm. and keep it going.
The single speed Arizona happens every year, right. Regardless of. I mean, is that where it started? Single speed USA was the first one. Was in Arizona.
Well, if I remember right, DJ and the guys in where was it? Arkansas. Or was
the
it
first one?
Gearheads or Gear Daddies, whatever that group was that was trying to get, like they were doing a bunch of bike races. They tried to start it there and it failed miserably. And DJ's been doing Single Speed Arizona for shits as long as I know him. And then it turned into Single Speed USA and it went from Arizona to
Tennessee or something like that?
No, we've been to Boulder, Colorado. Okay. We've been to.
I've been to everyone since Minnesota, and that was 2013, and it came from Vermont. I know that.
Yeah, we went to Vermont.
For a guy who can barely, like, keep his pants on and, like, walk straight in a straight line, and for him to organize single speed.
Are you talking about DJ?
Yeah, who are you talking about?
You were pointing at Marty, the guy that won the belt.
DJ is probably behind Marty somewhere.
Wait, Marty's over there with his pants off and a belt on? Well, that's probably later tonight.
We barely know Marty. He might, this might be, these pants could be short-lived. Nobody knows. No, but it'd be cool to see Single Speed New England, and I would like, you know, I mean,
and
my thing has always been like, I wouldn't have came to Maine. I wouldn't have came here to ride vacation unless this race came here. And now I've seen it. Now I've rode it. So, and that's what Single Speed USA has always been to me is if wherever it goes, that's where I'm going to go and ride it.
Yep.
And that's usually my vacation for the summer. And, so I'm glad I came here and I love the event you put on. I love where we're staying here. And all these jackass friends you have that we all got drunk with.
Yeah.
So
thank you all for having us up here and never fucking talk to me again.
friend is a strong word.
We're not exactly friends yet. Yeah. I did see a couple friends, like one of our friends rented a minivan and he forgot to put up his tent. And I woke up this morning, two sets of feet facing the same way and then sticking out of the back of his van. I'm like, you guys became really good friends that night.
That's all on, that's all on
that's Pat. That's not Pat.
That's Pat. Yeah, Pat's. No, we're not going to go there. I spent too many weird trips with Pat.
Yeah. I said we could have ended the show 5 minutes ago. You wanted to do this.
Yeah. It's all totally my fault. All right. Thank you all for coming. Thank you guys for hanging around, listening to us. Greg will get around to posting this probably in about 4 or 5 months.
Yeah. Cause he's
he doesn't seem to think that we're worth a shit, but sooner or later, I'm going to know how to do this myself. I'm going to fuck him over. Believe me. Mm. So again, thank you guys.
We'll see you in Iowa. 2022.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks everybody.
Yeah.
So we're back. Wait, was this supposed to be like a commercial break or something?
There's a commercial in there.
Yeah. For what?
Single Speed Iowa.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll put one in there. Yeah. So now Seth and Erica are with us, the promoters, the hosts of Single Speed USA. They did a fantastic job. I'm not even going to brag them up because they don't need to be bragged up. They're fucking fantastic.
Well, actually, thank you.
There was only one mistake they made.
Beer stops?
The way you set up the decider so that we won. We were good until then.
I can't believe nobody made it past me on that little thing.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So just before we go any farther, just so you all know that there's a thing that we put on in Wisconsin called Gnome Fest. Mm-hmm. And there is a...
It's called Levis Fat Tire Fest now.
Okay, fine. Okay. It's still the same thing. And there is a dwarf bicycle race.
It's a figure eight death race on little kids' bikes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not fat kids' bikes.
No, those are way cooler, but this is just on the same thing. And he gets ugly. And you know who wins just about every year? In fact, the last time when it was in Wausau, he won naked and slid across the gravel.
That is the term.
Yeah. And slid across the gravel to the finish line to win ahead, like ass first.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
No, there was a lot more you than you think. Yeah.
That sounds natural.
Didn't look bad to me.
So who has to pick all the gravel out?
Good question.
Nobody. We just hung him over a fence and hit him with a fucking rock just to make it knock the shit out again.
Make it bounce out. But right. You obviously, so the decider this year was fat tire little kids bikes.
Yeah.
But did you do something with the handlebars and make the handlebars tight?
No, they're
handlebars
actually,
taller.
They're actually mini BMX bikes.
They're adult bikes.
Is that what that is? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So, like, the real good riders of them do all sorts of stupid tricks and stuff.
Okay.
The rest of us, as you saw today,
can't make it
fall
up
on our asses.
Can't come more than
can't,
3 feet.
Can't, like, climb a beer can on that.
Correct.
Thing. Yeah. Now, that was a neat event, and it was a good venue for it. I mean, that was a good use of the course that you had.
Yeah, I expected you guys to get a little farther, but, you know.
Yeah, considering you had us, like, riding a quarter of a mile, then you were going to be done. And I got 5 boards down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was horrible.
I cleared the first one and halfway through the second, which is more than anybody else did. So
I'm so much surprised. Well, but once everybody started playing around with them, there was guys that were doing much better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to host it, so oh well.
Which all is right. Weird.
Anyway, going back to thank you two for hosting.
You're welcome.
You guys did a wonderful job. This was a blast.
Appreciate it.
Could you move closer to Minnesota next time so we don't have to drive so goddamn far?
We are trying to move up to this location permanently, so we'll be farther away.
Where do you live now?
We live in Portland.
In Portland, okay.
Yep.
How far is that from here?
2.5 hours.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. It's beautiful up here. There's no getting around.
Yeah, it's great. We want to, like, pull away from society.
There's society.
I don't blame you.
There's society up here. It's
not city society.
It's a more rustic society. It's very nice. Everybody up here seems to be awesome and very nice.
Great.
It's small community, but it's really spread out. I don't know how else you explain
There's no
it.
Bars up here. What are you guys going to do for drinks?
I did get certified in brewing a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
Crack one in our front yard while we watch traffic go by.
Yeah.
Sit in the river.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Sit in the river.
Is that kind of the thing? You need to just bring beer home here?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, in Wisconsin, every town has a church, a post office, and a bar. Mm-hmm. And we were driving up here, and we stopped a few times. We asked people, like, where's the closest bar? And they're like, oh, yeah, 10 miles up the road. We're like, what?
Yeah.
You have establishment where people live in
But you can buy beer in every convenience store you find, though.
Okay.
So there's always beer available.
Okay.
Just not necessarily in a bar setting. And liquor, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, I'm from Minnesota, so that none of that shit happens. There's no beer and liquor in convenience stores. Mm-hmm. And there's certainly no liquor in there.
It's a land of 10,000 laws. Yes. That's why I don't live in Minnesota anymore.
What do you think about a place in Iowa?
Yeah, that's why I bought a place in Iowa.
Can you go to a gas station in Iowa and get beer?
And well, wine. There's the thing. You can get 3.2 beer. So 3.2% is the highest they sell there. So otherwise,
you actually moved to Utah.
No, Iowa.
No, Utah. Same deal. Same deal?
Yeah. Okay. No.
Oh, my God. We have group sex going on right now. So this is ridiculous.
Yeah. That's cuddling. It's not sex yet.
This is consensual man-on-man love.
Yeah. No, it was a cool crew here. And I think I feel like a lot of the, what do you call this area of all the, Charlie calls them the colonies, but the northern small states mm-hmm. in Maine, what do you call this? New England?
It's so New England is like Connecticut up, and this is northern New England, so Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont.
Okay. A lot of the people that are here haven't been to a lot of other events.
Correct.
Which is kind of neat, because most of the other events are really far from here. Mm-hmm. I've recognized a few faces, but there's a lot of people from here that don't travel to the other events. Yeah. So it was neat to see. Hopefully you got something going with the people up here saying Single Speed USA is awesome, and now they're going to start going to the other ones.
We used to do a lot of single speed races in New York. There used to be a thing called Single Speed Palooza, which was a blast, and everybody would go. And then that shop closed that was putting it on, and we didn't have it anymore. So everybody a lot of people that came here today have been waiting. They're just waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
And we finally, we went to Vermont, in 2012, 2013, whenever Vermont was for Single Speed USA?
2012, I'm going to say, yeah.
That was like our losing our Single Speed USA virginity.
That was like my first year of dating you, I think. First or second year?
Close.
Yeah. Is that a guy in a single speed? And you're like, I need to have that guy.
No, he was.
You want to think about that for at least a second?
Crazy. So, yeah, when we went to New York, we were very determined. And then when we didn't win at New York to get hosting rights, we were like, we're going to Texas. Whatever it takes, we're going to Texas. We drove straight down to Texas. Well, actually, we stopped in Arkansas and rode Bentonville, which was a blast.
Yep.
And Seth literally did whatever it took.
I did whatever it took.
You put a lot of quarters in your ass to bring single speeds up here.
That's right. I did.
Yeah.
He's impressive.
Are you always a single speeder?
But no.
Okay, because it looks like maybe you have big hit bikes up here with all the action shit. Yeah.
Again, do you want to think about that answer for just a second?
My single speed got cannibalized today so that this guy here could use his bike because he broke his.
I'm starting to think that was on purpose. Did you break his bike so you didn't have a single speed anymore?
He did it on his own. Totally did it on his own. But, I highly enjoy them, but we do have a lot of lift service stuff and whatnot around here too. So, the place that we rode today, they're hosting the Eastern Cup Enduro in September.
Oh, really?
Yeah, only two places in the country. So them and Burke, I think. In Vermont. Okay.
Yep. We travel a lot of places, and there's always mountain bike trails. But we were biking on actual mountains today.
Yeah,
yeah.
That second one we had to climb was a 2 mile climb. What was that?
I don't know.
I was thinking more like 2 days.
Yeah, once the tears start coming down, I just kind of forget about time, and I just hope that it finishes.
I was like, there's got to be another beer stop up here. I'm going to keep on pedaling.
So I wanted a second beer stop there, but because of where it's located and because we had 2 years to put this together instead of one, a lot of locals got more word of what was actually going on, and they prevented us from putting a second beer stop over there.
Ah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's why we're going to keep Iowa under wraps until...
Oh, yeah. That's a good thing because nobody listens to this shit. So otherwise, we'd be screwed. Spinner and I have been in and out of Decor for a while, and every time we try to put on an event that we actually tell them we're going to do... A couple of the guys that we ride with on the city council and all this stuff becomes a, is this going to benefit the city? Can we get this chamber of council? No, this one's, it's Single Speed USA. It's a fuck show, and I don't care what anybody else wants to call it. It's a mess, And when it's in a town, it's not a good thing sometimes. When they get all done, everybody else that either owns a bar or a restaurant or anything else is counting their cash and they're happy as shit that we were there. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, that's the same stuff that happened here. Like within the last week, the local trail group, CR Numba, they were like, did you guys advertise this? Can we put it up on like the kiosk out there and up on the marquee? And like, no, what the fuck are you doing? It's just a bunch of a-holes getting together to get drunk.
If this was
for you, you would have known about it by now.
Exactly. Yeah. And actually, I reached out to them. They never got back to me. So,
it is single speed racing is for that group.
Mm-hmm. A very unique group.
The town, every town we've ever been into, any area we've been to, has benefited from it. Like, these guys here, the hotel we're staying at and camping. I mean, this is like a great, and he's awesome.
Yep. He's very cool. Exactly what we're doing. And he doesn't care. Like we're going to get a little rowdy and he doesn't care. He understands.
He signed up for the race before he offered the campground.
Oh, nice.
So he had signed up back in beginning of 2020 or whatever, back when it was going to be last year. And then he decided to build the campground. This is all new. The motel was here, but the campground's all brand new.
Oh, great.
And he's like, you guys need a place to stay? Here, I'll book out the whole weekend for you. Nice. And he decided to stay here. He gave his registration over to his buddy. And I can't ask for, you know, better service than that. Keith is a great guy.
Mm-hmm. He actually thought we'd be a little rowdier last night than we were.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's just a heavy sleeper.
Yeah. I thought I was kind of rowdy.
I have to admit, I get jet lag. I couldn't. 11:30, I was done.
Yeah.
I couldn't go any farther.
I wasn't even jet lag. Truck lag.
Truck lag,
30 hours, something, but yeah. I was aggressively drunk. There was a little bit of wrestling. Less wrestling than I usually see, but DJ got his ass kicked, which always happens.
It's only less because you weren't involved for once.
I was standing by.
I was staying
out of it.
The year that it was in Copper Harbor, it was literally everybody take your chance at wrestling against Jesse. You wrestled like 15 fucking people.
I know. It was not my idea at all.
Did you win them all?
A lot of them.
How did you and Dan do? Nice. There's one dude that was actually a wrestler, and him and that one was like pretty intense.
I was a wrestler in college. Yeah.
Have you wrestled Josh yet?
No, he wanted to last night.
I figured so.
Be careful.
Why?
He's
on another level.
Trees fall hard. Tall trees fall hard. Yeah. But you can tell that's the kind of guy that doesn't have enough sense in him to quit.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Erica, you want to make this a career now?
Hey, kids.
Don't make us put us in your rooms.
Are you a mountain biker?
I have a fat tire bike.
That is the best kind of bike.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it a single speed fat tire?
Are you ready to become?
Hell no. Seth tried to teach me on a single speed, the P's Niner he had, and there were so many tears that I switched to gears, and the relationship's better since.
Okay.
I think that little gurgle out of the bottle just
came. Yeah, I made it through the microphone. Awesome, Chewy's chugging whiskey out of a leprechaun.
Are you ready to become a professional promoter now? You guys did such a good job.
We've talked about it.
Oh, look at that. She's got the look in her eye. She's in.
We will do whatever's necessary to move out of the city, live in the woods, and there's an elf of alcohol in front of me.
As a leprechaun.
Oh, sorry, leprechaun. Yeah,
get this straight.
Okay, hold on. I need a break.
You guys probably weren't around when we were talking about this, but that is number two. The first one, don't shake your head no.
Oh, fuck's sake.
It's okay, you can swear in this one. Everybody else does. That's how we get kicked off of fatbike.com. I swear too much. Whoa. Do you have to hold the back of your head when you drink like that?
I thought my headphones.
Oh, okay.
They sound expensive.
Yeah. Staying safe.
I don't have anything.
But the promotion you guys did for this event with the colors, and I mean, do you know a graphic artist or did you do that? That was all you?
We actually both went to art school back in the day for college.
Okay.
So I guess that stuck a little bit.
The pink and blue, like the Miami Vice with the northern twist on it. I mean, I think that was really cool.
Which one of you two artists came up with the fifth leg?
You need to ask. There was talk because afterwards we're like, well, there's no balls on it.
Yeah, but they're hitting by the leg.
That's kind of low. You wouldn't see the balls normally. Yeah.
No, we needed some representation of some heavy dongage here, so I made sure that you guys got it.
And that's exactly what moose look like up here, too.
Yeah, sorry.
Exactly. Yeah, be careful.
So your moose are different than Alaska moose, then, I take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when if your car hits the moose, you don't have to worry about hitting the moose. Its dong slaps the windshield.
Wow. Okay.
And that takes you out.
As everybody's reaching out for the whiskey.
I think the show has spiraled as far down as it can go.
No. Let's go 5 more minutes because I think we can go lower.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What else?
Everybody's okay over there?
Cinnamon or honey whiskey?
Anybody? More booze just showed up.
I like honey whiskey. Bring that over here.
You know, I got to build a bigger shop just for podcasting? Because we're
in my shop.
There's like 10 people in here.
Yeah.
That's 9 more than that listen to this stupid thing.
I'm not
going to
say no.
Okay. We got to hold this.
Seriously, guys, my claim to fame on podcasting is I bitch about e-bikes, and some lady from San Francisco actually listened to a podcast and was chewing me out about it, said how disgusting I was. I'm like, don't care, don't like them. Mm-hmm. But she did invite me out for coffee.
Hmm. Is it like fancy fireball?
Single speed San Francisco?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. No, they're too good. They only can do the... do the national.
Yeah. So do you think you guys think you'll come to Iowa next year?
I would like to come to Iowa. To Iowa, I guess the appropriate term. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see what's going on. I know one thing may happen is I'm going to talk to the Clark brothers about maybe doing something next year as well. They've always talked about with us, like maybe doing some sort of single speed New England thing.
There should be. You should.
And so like some of the big like people in the area, like them and us, also, thanks to my crackpot team here that helped with the event, who are currently, like, canoodling on the couch. But yeah, like, if we can get some more stuff going, I think, you know, COVID has kind of, like, killed us as far as some notoriety here, so we got to get the population of interested people back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys should, because I... As far as with the Clark brothers and those guys, you guys, Crank brothers, Jesus.
Clark brothers.
Yeah. Yep. You guys should. I mean, you guys seem to have a huge single speed community up here and keep it going.
Well, the single speed Arizona happens every year, right. Is that where it started? Single speed USA was the first one, it was in Arizona.
Well, if I remember right, DJ and the guys in, where was it? Arkansas? Or was
the
it
the first one?
Gearheads or Gear Daddies, whatever that group was that was trying to get, like they were doing a bunch of bike races. They tried to start it there and it failed miserably. And DJ's been doing Single Speed Arizona for shits as long as I know him. And then it turned into Single Speed USA and it went from Arizona to
Tennessee or something like that?
No, we've been to Boulder, Colorado. Okay. We've been to.
I've been to everyone since Minnesota, and that was 2013, and it came from Vermont. I know that.
Yeah, we went to Vermont.
For a guy who can barely like keep his pants on and like walk straight in a straight line, and for him to organize single speed.
We're talking
USA,
about DJ?
Yeah, who are you talking about?
You were pointing at Marty, the guy that won the belt.
DJ is probably behind Marty somewhere.
Wait, Marty's over there with his pants off and a belt on? Well, that's probably later tonight.
We barely know Marty. He might, these pants could be short-lived. Nobody knows. No, but it'd be cool to see single speed New England, and I would like, you know what I mean?
And
my thing has always been like I wouldn't have came to Maine. I wouldn't have came to here to ride vacation unless this race came here. And now I've seen it. Now I've rode it. So, and that's what Single Speed USA has always been to me is if wherever it goes, that's where I'm going to go and ride it.
Yep.
And that's usually my vacation for the summer. And so I'm glad I came here, and I love the event you put on. I love where we're staying here. And all these jackass friends you have that we all got drunk with.
Yeah.
So,
thank you all for having us up here and never fucking talk to me again.
Friend is a strong word.
We're not exactly friends yet. I did see a couple friends, like one of our friends rented a minivan and he forgot to put up his tent. And I woke up this morning, 2 sets of feet facing the same way and then sticking out of the back of his van. I'm like, you guys became really good friends that night.
That's all on Pat.
That's Pat's.
No, we're not gonna go there. I spent too many weird trips with Pat.
Yeah, I said we could end the show 5 minutes ago. You wanted to do this.
Yeah, so totally my fault. All right, thank you all for coming. Thank you guys for hanging around listening to us. Greg will get around to posting this probably in about 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, because he's
He doesn't seem to think that we're worth a shit, but sooner or later, I'm going to know how to do this myself. I'm going to fuck him over, believe me. Mm. So, again, thank you, guys.
We'll see you in Iowa 2022.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Yeah.